Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Schroeder, one-hand floater, short. Santos tipped the rebound, but it's grabbed by Monk. Snaps off a pass to Ellis. Now to Schroeder, guarded by Trace Jackson-Davis. He'll drive on him all the way in. Blocked by Mooney. He just enveloped the ball with both hands. Here comes, on the break, Richards to Trace Jackson-Davis. Skip pass, Pajemski. Right corner, three on the way. Got it! What a sequence.
Dub Nation, this is Moses Moody, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Loony.
Moses Moody.
Yeah. Shooting it well right now. Playing well. Remember, we got in that fight. So many, we talk about the bets that you claim you win, but the victory laps I don't get. We got in a fight over Moody.
What about
a couple
him?
Years ago. I was like, Steiny, this dude could play.
Well, you act as though that, like, I think he's not an NBA player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just... You know, I tend to think about difference makers.
I was going to say you tend to hate.
No, I don't tend to hate. Well, but I, you know, like, I don't think the problem with the Warriors is TJD and Gary Payton II.
But you, I don't know why I'm using this term, but you called Moody a jag.
Right.
Yeah. And he's proven that he's more than that.
Okay. So he missed the first two games, right?
Well, not.
Did he miss the first two games?
Yeah, but
he played
even
well
last season. Yeah,
okay, they're 3-4 with him.
They were 27-10 last year when he started.
Okay, you realize that not every team starts their best five. Do you understand that?
I'm familiar.
You think Moody will ever make an all-star team?
Not here. Not during Curry, Dre, and Steph. But if he got to, you know, I won't rob him. You know, that's my line. I won't rob him of, you know, if those dudes were out the way.
The F are you guys laughing at in there? Something's going on and I don't like it.
He got in my ear.
Why do you care? Sorry.
Well, because you're as distracting as the fire drill.
Hey, my boy Zachariah listening. Your boy, you asked about him not too long ago. He said, look up Looney's rebounding stats in 2022 when they won the final. But we knew that, but yeah.
Why are you lamenting a guy who's not on the team anymore? This is like the Dre Greenlaw of the Warriors.
No, I lost that one. But I'm just telling you this, Donnie. Even before he left, I felt like dudes like that get overlooked, and you don't know what you have until they're gone. And early on through nine games, and I'm going back to the others, and, you know, just Aaron Gordon when he went for 50, and I know he's put up numbers on his
talking about
Lewis.
Rebounding or defense?
Just all of it.
Well, he's
bricks in the ass. Just a rebound, a putback, that type of stuff. I am, Steiny, I am the old guy at the gym. I know what basketball age looks like. I live it, and I'm seeing some of that with my team here with Al Horford, and I don't like it. Where you want to bend, you want to get low, but you can't get low because it's taking to, you're thinking about getting low. I'm watching it, and I don't like it, and that's why I keep bringing up Thundercats. And what I don't like about last night in games that will present this, I'm being real, sir. What does Moody or even JK or Pods do with a game like last night when it's not really reality? You're not going to have a green light like that when it's, you know what I'm saying? So as fired up, and who was our young lady, Kathy, that called? I get that, but what do you do with that? You just say that was a moment in time that I had a green light because the big dogs weren't here. But can you really take something? Yeah, and Moody, he showed me he can ball, Steiny. So when you say, can he be an all-star? Not right now. But I'm just saying, you never know if guys like, and I'm including Kuminga, if they had a green light, what they could do.
Okay. We knew coming into the season this was going to be the case. We knew it. How many times did people say before the season, so here's the recipe. The recipe is the big boys carry you, and then if you're not going to have the big boys, Kuminga and the young guys carry us through.
That was my anthem. Well, Stoney, we're one game.
Well, I'm not saying they can't do it, but we knew it was coming. Like, it wasn't anything we didn't see. We talked about how, well, when the big guys aren't there, Kuminga's got to be a one, and when the big guys are there, he's got to be a three. Yeah, that's hard.
That's hard. All right. Okay, gotcha. I appreciate that. But can I just tell you what I overestimated? And you could call me a fool. It's fine. We're family. Our guards can't guard guards. And that's a problem. Not the Dame Lillards of the world. Got Quentin Jackson. Guys we didn't even know of. Guys that we let go, Rollins, Donnie, that's a problem.
Okay.
And you got behind you to wipe the damn ball or block it. That's another problem. So defensively, I feel like we're older than we are offensively. Defensively, we're easy. You're getting beat off the dribble, and there's nobody there to protect. Like, that's another problem.
Remember a week or two ago, the Warriors... they had a really bad defensive game, but they were like playing pretty good defense. And I said, you know, I don't know how this team, I want to see how this team becomes a good defensive team.
Right.
Because why did I say that? Because they're not a good defense. They're older. Like, how can they be a really, I could see them being a pretty good half court defensive team at times.
Man.
Is there any, okay, this I guess, I'll put it this way.
Go ahead.
Is there anything you're seeing right now that surprises you?
Yeah, the ability to guard opposing guards. I thought Jimmy with an offseason, I'm not saying, he's his age, Donnie. And he's not bad.
He hasn't been on the ball
I was banking on freshness. I mean, Wonder Bread.
No, he doesn't do that anymore. When you acquire him, he's not that guy anymore.
But every metric team-wide went through the roof, and nobody wanted to see us defensively. Stoney, is that a lie? Or did we not live that? And I thought that would – in this nine games in, I'm not saying it's gone. I'm just like, man. Everybody has a favorite. Do I get on Pods? Yes, I do. Do I give him credit? Yes, I do. It's not just him. We can't stay in front of anybody, man. And this league, we just saw it. Rollins and Jackson from the pay. What are we? Those are like D-listers, F-listers, giving us buckets.
Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You know what? Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
And I know you do. Well,
anything but bread. Anything but money.
I would love for you to go. Well, you got at the summit, but at some point, I want you to download that Odyssey app.
Okay? I got it on my phone.
Okay. I want you to listen to the first 2.5 hours of this show. I want you to listen to you, not me. I just drone on and on. I want you to listen to you. And after you listen for 2.5 hours, I want to ask you, well, then why did you think this team was going to be really good? Because you have been undressing them all day long.
No, yeah. I work with a guy that plays hockey with words, and he knows how to try and trick his partner into saying something that he didn't say. So that's how we got here. I'm just telling you, Stani, the defense, I'm ready to say it through nine games, I oversold. That doesn't mean this is who they are. I thought about it. It's operation, not play-in. So to that caller's point, the Warriors are the last team that could be messing around fiddle-faddling with the regular season.
I don't think they're fiddle-faddling.
See, and that's where we, like, that's where, well, what did not they yet. Like, what 15, did they do? 20 games.
Like, what do you mean by fiddle-faddling? Like, just going through the motions?
Yeah.
You think they went through the motions last night? The Warriors.
No. Okay. The motion was the big three weren't there, and Dre playing around with McRib. If, you know, that's going to come back and bite you.
Yes.
And give me the last season outside of when we won it in 2022 where we weren't a part of this cockamamie play-in game. So that's why I was disappointed that Dre's making his rounds again, not to be redundant, calling dudes bums that are highest paid in the league, and then you don't even play on said night. Like, that's a bad look, man.
Chris is in Sonoma. Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you guys?
What's up, Chris?
Hey.
Well, a little while ago, a caller really kind of struck my main nerve, as Tower of Power said.
Nice.
I'm just getting a little bit tired of people calling in and whining and capping on Steve Kerr as if they know and they have sat in that seat. Because most of these callers haven't even coached CYO ball. And, you know, they call in and, he should have called the timeout at this point. He should have subbed this guy in. It's like, dude, you haven't been there. This is the NBA. Everybody can play. Everybody's good. Everybody's trying. Okay? You got guys sick. You got guys hurt. So just relax. I'm just tired of people calling in and capping on a dude that has won nine titles between coaching and playing.
Mm.
It's a little bit old. So, you know, I always say this. Don't bring me a complaint unless you come with a solution. And I ain't hearing any solutions beyond, well, I would have called the timeout and put in Buddy. Oh, really? You sat in that seat before? You feel that heat? Really? In the NBA?
Yep.
Get over it.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Chris. Don't be a stranger.
He said that heat.
Like, I swear to God, I did not watch last night's game and think, oh, man, Kerr's messing this one up.
No, I didn't either. I thought he left pods out a little too long. Just my 2 cents.
He might have.
Oh, man.
He might have. Chris, don't be a stranger.
Like, just think about what you're saying to me and how you're playing with the words, Stani, telling me to go review the game film of the show. At 4-1, what was that? What was the fifth game? 99% of what you're saying to me wouldn't have been warranted. It wouldn't have been valid because the juju and the vibes, they haven't dissipated.
Right, I let you go.
There were 4-1, so it right. was going according to plan. And this visit to Indiana in Milwaukee is really starting to bother me. And that's what I kept thinking about last. I'm not mad at the effort last night, but Stani, I'm telling you, if this team is going to be a top 5 seed, it's got to be under 9 games. With all 3-1. It just does, man.
So, at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, this is the hardest part for me. It's the hardest part for me.
It's like you in therapy.
I really do like Moses Moody. I like him. I think he's a good role player, and on the right team, could be a fifth starter as a fit-in guy. As a fit-in guy. So am I a hater when I say, well, he doesn't rebound and he doesn't pass?
Yeah, right, but he goes where he is.
He doesn't.
No, but
he's a 3-and-D player right now.
But he's playing the role, or they're using him right now, like you just described. If you think the Warriors are a good team, and I'm
he's 3-and-D. He doesn't rebound.
Gotcha.
And he doesn't create.
And he goes for his, no doubt.
So that's why.
And he's coming off the bench.
He's a role player.
Yeah. I got you. That's not hating.
All right. Let's go to Big Smooth. He wants to give it time. What's up, Big Smooth?
Help me out, man.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, guys. Listen, let's be honest. What I to me, last night was a schedule that I was expecting an L, but I also wanted to see what they had. Here's what I discovered, and I'm sure you guys have too. Will Richard is the real deal, and he needs to play more. Sorry. I think inserting him where Pops plays, I think it makes us a better team. Now, take emotion out of it. Take a relationship, because we don't know these guys. We act like we know them. If you put Will Richard in at Pods minutes, the team is better. You don't have to believe that. You'll accept it either this year or next year. He's getting better. He played for 35 minutes and only had one turnover. Do what you will with that. He's going to force Steve to have to play him more. That's what I'm seeing. Mm. Let me ask you guys a question. When are we going to see the payoff for GP2? Against his dad. But when are we going to get the payoff? Is the ceiling already passed where he D'd up, Ja Morant and that Memphis? What has he done? I like, again, love the young man. But what have you really got from GP2 that we couldn't do without him? I don't see it.
Hey, Big Smooth, we got you. But you were breaking up a little about the end.
Does he play against his pops, GP2 or GP1?
Wait, what?
Said he played against his pops.
Who did?
Big Smooth.
Oh.
But, Steiny, that's what's real quick here. That's what's also frustrating.
What?
I'm not telling you GP2 is Andrew Toney. I'm telling you when you are getting the business by randoms, that's when – and I don't know. I'm not saying GP2 is not to blame. What I'm telling you is I'm watching the Warriors, and I know he can move his feet better than damn near anybody on the – he's got the hands. So how is he not even giving – and maybe he's just blowing his opportunity or something physical is going on, Steiny. But that's what frustrates me when I'm watching guys try their hardest and still get got. It's like, where is GP2? But if I say that in the mall or at a restaurant or dinner with you, you make it sound like I'm saying or lobbying for GP2 with Steph Curry.
You think guys are better than they are. You think most, and especially Warrior players.
Do you really mean
that? Yes, I believe that. I completely believe that.
Because I would say I think I'm on par with Jonathan Kuminga, Steiny. I think that box would be checked.
Give 408. It
I haven't seen it.
Why does Guru love mediocre talent?
Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
Like, this is where I...
Like, Devers is mediocre?
GP2?
No, defensively.
He's old. Mm. He's hurt chronically. He never could shoot well.
So go say what you're saying if you're right, because you, do you think he's done?
Before, yes. What did, like, you asked me, I've said before the season started, I'm worried about GP2. How come? Well, Goo, because I watched him all last year, and I didn't think he was very good last year. And now this year, I don't think he's as good as last year. And when you say, oh, the great ball, blah, 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 I'm wondering, when did he do that? Well, 2022. Oh, like, that doesn't matter anymore. He's 3 years older than that. Mm. He can't make a contested shot. He can't flourish without playing with star players who draw a lot of attention. Plain offensively, plain and simple. If he were on a team,
but some people have made a career doing that, you know?
Right,
but Draymond's made a career doing it playing with Steph. I got you.
The issue is that Gary Payton II is...
You're saying he's no longer the secret weapon I think he is.
No, he's not. I guess I'll just say I don't think he is.
And real quick about to the last thing he was talking about. We could check the box for Kuminga.
I don't know what that means.
When you say I think guys are overrate them. Moody, showing you he can play. Devers
is different.
What you mean?
Devers is better than those guys.
Yeah,
like, Devers is a star. Everybody else is a role player that you mentioned. Nice. And Jonathan Kuminga's having a nice year. He's still a role player right now.
Getting 25 EMs.
Great. And that's what you think of, money. You don't think of guys who pass and guys who make other players better. Let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
Oh, he's taking a victory lap.
Well, he can't. His Commanders are done. But go ahead, Austin.
No, I don't want to take any of these. I just got a couple thoughts.
Okay.
It's good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
I do think I'm going to go back to Steiny real quick because you guys just started talking about Guru. You do overvalue our guys, and I've said that. Steiny knows I've been saying that for years now. We definitely overvalue our youngsters, and I'm not going to disparage them because I must say – I wasn't a big Moody fan, and I was one of the guys that thought they should get rid of him. But I got to say, man, I'm proud of what he's become. So let's just see if he can keep doing it. But the reason why they lost some of those games, Guru, is because the other young guys on other teams are better in some cases. I mean, that's just it. So we have to accept that. Now, are they good enough to play with the veterans? That remains to be seen. Can they win with the veterans? Or it looks like they're not going to have a lot of success without them. So – let's just see what happens. Let's go back to Horford for a minute.
Oh, man.
Guy's been going, listen, I was not in favor of the Horford thing from the beginning. I didn't understand why people were going crazy about Horford joining us. There wasn't a lot of takers for him. The guy waited around, and I didn't get the sense that a lot of other teams wanted Horford. He strikes me as an East Coast type guy. He was good in the Eastern Conference. The West is totally different. If anybody thinks that he hasn't lost the step, they're kidding themselves. I mean, just –
yeah.
Tell me what your eyes see. Don't talk about he's going to be a starter. No, he's not. I'm with Nick Friedell. He's on the clock. I'm worried about Horford. Now, I honestly wouldn't be surprised, guys, if they don't move Horford before the year's out. And one other thing, Buddy Hield, man. I'm worried about Buddy. If you watch Buddy's body language this year, something's off. I think Buddy's kind of got
– Yeah,
I think Buddy's not going to be out of the rotation, and don't be surprised they don't move Buddy at the trade deadline. That's a couple thoughts I got, guys. See what you think. Thanks.
Yeah, I wouldn't
really
disagree with
that, though.
Something is up with Hield. I don't know.
You think he's irritated with his usage or lack of?
All I'm saying is I agree with Austin. Something's a little off with Buddy, not just a shot.
Well, let's put the rat on the table. Brought to you by Adco Pest Control. Thank you, Evan. Steiny, he's not being utilized as much as he thinks he should be playing through nine games. Like, we can all come on now.
Is that the first time that's ever happened in the NBA?
No, I'm just saying to Buddy here, but if you guys are, I hadn't noticed it. Like, what are you noticing?
I don't think he's as happy. He's not as jovial. Mm. I'm watching him going over to the bench, and as he's coming out of a game, he looks like he's saying, I don't know why, I'm going over there, which is supposed to be the way I'm going, but...
Now, you said he's a notoriously slow starter like Clay, so maybe that could be he just down on himself because You know, right now he ain't lighting them up. Like, you know what I mean?
I got to be honest. I never said he was a slow starter. I said I don't know if he is or not. Remember, I said I can't remember. Well, I think last year he got off to a great start. And Willer corrected us.
Yeah, he did get off to a great start.
Right.
So, and people wanted to run him out of town.
Yeah. But I didn't know last year what if he got off to a great start or not. You know, I figured out what's going on here. I figure it out once in a while. And it you know, you talk about the way I do words and all that stuff.
No, it's, you're great.
You do a great job of painting. Here's what you do. Here's what you do.
Then I'm going to tell you what Evan does.
You take an average Warrior player, okay, and you turn him, you talk about him like he's a star. And then I have no choice but to say, I don't think he's a star. I think he's just a role player. And then I get labeled a hater.
Because you're a real one.
Yeah. Moody.
We fought. And he's better than what you thought he could be.
And still, at the end of the day, what he is 3-and-D. He's a 3-and-D player. He can make threes when he's got it going, and he can defend. He doesn't rebound. He can't make a play for anybody else. But he's a useful player.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. He's Robert Covington.
Who I used to like, so I'll just say that there. But
if he's lucky,
I'll say
you're
this,
a natural Richard.
I'll say this about Moody, Steiny. That's how they're choosing to use him. I like the three. He's not a playmaker.
Right.
And he's not the only one in the league. My point is, for Moody's sake and Kuminga, to be honest, if we really want to truly talk about their value and what they could do elsewhere if they didn't have the OGs in their way, Moody is Exhibit C to me.
Of what?
To where I'm a little curious now.
Like he can ha-ha?
No, not he could do what he did last night on a nightly basis. Not on 20.
Come on, dude.
Average 18, Steiny.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know it is, but I'm just saying. Yo, he's in a zone right
now. How's he going to average 18
on this team? And what I like about him is he don't give a damn. He's letting them fly.
All right. The kickoff show this Sunday is with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11, and it's live from the Laughing Monk Studios in Sunnyvale. All the early games will be on. Great food, drinks, and games in the parking lot. If you're going to the game, we've got a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, a free shuttle. Sign up now, 957thegame.com. First come, first served. And the last home game filled up pretty quick. So get over to 957thegame.com and register for the shuttle. And we'll see you Sunday at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. I love Kuminga.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.